Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And Big Shot.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan,
you got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces.
Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to the show today. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me once again is Easy.
Y'all know me.
Yeah, unfortunately. And then the beautiful one, Big Shot.
Bye. What it do, fool?
What it do, what it is, baby.
Happy holidays, everybody. Hope y'all are having a merry time.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. Merry Christmas. No happy holidays. Merry Christmas. No, this America. What? Merry Christmas.
Is there something wrong
happy
with saying
Christmas?
Wait, is there something wrong with saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays?
Absolutely. You know why? Because this is America. We say Merry Christmas.
No,
if you don't
do
celebrate
both.
Christmas, then just nod your head and say okay.
No, I can respect, you know, I'll say Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, everybody.
Now, let me stop playing. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, you know, to everybody. I hope everybody has a good holiday.
That's right. So, but we got a good show today, you know.
I don't know. You want to talk about this sport that just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know why you want to keep doing this. Scott is not here. God, with this cold weather sport.
It'll be 2 minutes. Don't worry. In and out.
2 minutes. We're going to announce it, and then we're done. Like
a quickie.
For all you Canadians, eh?
For Canadians.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Canadians?
There's nothing wrong with the Canadians. It's just that sport. Just, you know, if you want to run around with
Canada
sticks.
Canada sucks.
Yeah, there you go.
Really?
But if you want to run around with sport with a stick and hit each other, why do you have to do it on ice? Why?
Like, where are you supposed to do it?
Just run around on a field.
Their fields are covered with ice.
Yes. Good point.
Right. It's field hockey on ice.
There we go.
All right, let's get into Cash Money. Your favorite song, by the way.
It's my jam. Yeah.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money.
Some cash money. Who are y'all's cash money?
I have a few. The first one, without a doubt, is the notorious Conor McGregor, baby. 13 second total knockout made Jose Aldo go night. Fastest knockout in UFC history. The crazy Irishman is here to stay, representing for all us Irishmen. Gotta love it. Great knockout. I really do hope to see a rematch because that was really quick.
Aldo, go home.
just go home.
Next.
But it looks like Frankie Edgar might be the next one up. We're going to find out. My next one, let's bring some light to her because people have been dogging her ever since she lost. Ronda Rousey, big ups to you for keeping your promise. You did attend the Marine Ball like you said you were going to when Marine asked you over social media. You did go. You had a blast. Everything was cool. That was awesome. So, you know, that's cash money stuff to me, you know, showing that you're not too big to, you know, show love to us, you know, plus service members. Big shout outs to Derrick Henry, won the Heisman Award, also won the Walker Award, and was named to the All-American team, along with your boy Leonard Fournette. You know, big ups to those running backs and the rest of the All-Americans. And shout out to McCaffrey and I always forget Clemson's
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson.
Don't worry, so does all of America.
So for making the finals. But yeah. So it's great job to them people, man. That's
you know, Deshaun Watson was his family grew up in one of the Warwick Dunn Habitat for Humanity houses.
Yeah, Warwick Dunn gets Warwick cash money win for that. For all the stuff he does. But, yeah, yeah. Derrick Henry, I didn't know – I mean, Deshaun Watson, I didn't know about that until the other day when I was watching the story about it. Great story, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Kid who you got? From nothing. I got Luke Rockhold for smashing in Chris Weidman's face and winning the middleweight title of the world. Man, if you didn't see the fight, go back, YouTube it. Luke Rockhold looks like he can be the champion for a while. Eli Manning, 27 for 31, 331 yards, 4 TDs on Monday night, 95.9 QBR, 151.5 passer rating.
It's one of the best games he's ever had.
I'm telling you.
Watch out, Carolina.
Cam Newton, 15 for 21, 265, 3 touchdowns and 3 quarters, a 97.3 QBR rating, 153.3 passer rating, number one last week, and his work at the Hardy University High School, donated $7,500 to them, brought in Ice Cube and Kevin Hart. Looked like the kids had a blast, man. Cam Newton is just everywhere doing everything right now.
Yeah, including Rick Ross.
Absolutely. That
you got to get the boss in the house. Ricky Rose.
Listen, can we, you know, I know Cam is doing great things, but, dude, don't give him the Saint Award yet.
We're not saying he's a saint. We're not dubbing him a saint, but come on, man. When you look at what he does in this community and what he does for kids, I mean, this is a guy who, you know, other than Drew Brees, I can't think of another huge face like that that has done more for their community and isn't forced to do it.
Wait a minute. You are changing a tune. Because months ago, I remember you saying, no, Cam is forced to do
all this stuff. Never said he was forced. I've always praised him as a human being. Okay. I've always praised Cam Newton as a human being.
And let's not forget about LeBron James at the Celtics game the other night, man, taking the time during the game to recognize the fan that has had severe brain damage, who's overcome those surgeries, and signing some shoes for him, showing him love, you know, just – giving him a lot of praise. LeBron James just keeps doing it over and over and over again, man.
You know, since we give him – are you finished yours? Good. You know, since we give him praise out, I'm going to give praise to my wife and Bank of America. Actually, every year they support our family at the woman's shelter and the kids. And, you know, I had the pleasure of dropping all the gifts off yesterday, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. And, you know, $200 gift card to a Publix and, you know, all the things that they really need during Christmas. And these kids are asking for, you know, not electronics. They're asking for a gift card to go see a movie with their parents, or a book, or a journal to write down. They were asking for an iPad or Android or anything else. They're asking for simple stuff. So, you know, during this holiday season, keep it simple. They really appreciate everything you get. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't get a lot of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, but thank you, Bank of America, for sponsoring and doing everything you do. Thank you, Melissa, you know, your husband. Give me a shout out. So,
Bank of America, you know what I'm saying? You got a stadium here.
I mean, I bank with you guys. You can look out for me.
I bank with Wells Fargo, but, you know, I'm sorry. I work for them.
You know, Scotty, you work at Kangaroo. Y'all need a sponsor.
Yeah,
you know?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I put on the little kangaroo ears and hop around. BSS Carolina's in your town.
Oh, we'll come out to your gas station. We'll do a show at the gas station.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'll post up by your Slurpee machine?
Yeah, Slurpee machine, yo. Big Shot Slurpees. That's
right. All day long. Half price on Big Shot.
But I agree with you, Rocky. You know, that's one thing I always try to tell people. And, you know, now that we have a voice, you know, people hear us, you know, these holiday seasons and this Christmas season and you know, around the New Year's, you know, make sure y'all are appreciating what you have and where you are. Don't think about what you don't have. Think about what you do have. So and be thankful for that. You know, don't be upset because you ain't driving a Mercedes. Be thankful that you're driving a Nissan, you know. So and just remember to love y'all family. You know, remember that family is the reason for these holidays. You know, it's not about gifts. It's not about food. It's about family, about love. So, you know, make sure y'all are keeping that in mind this holiday season.
I'd be more thankful exactly. if I was driving a Mercedes.
I mean, I would too, but you know, I like my 2004 Explorer.
Hey,
you know?
We all would be thankful for different things, but yeah, just don't forget about those that are out there. And another thing, shout out those people working on Christmas Day. I know some of this room is working on Christmas Day. You know, big shout out. You know, thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you for sacrifice working.
Got to keep people safe. Ain't nobody.
Scott said he's fine with that free Slurpees.
We ain't say free. Like, did nobody say nothing about free Slurpees?
I think half price, half hour or something like that.
You mean we get free Slurpees?
We get free
Slurpees. Work out there.
I'm okay with
that. All right, we get free Slurpees. But anyway, just keep it real this holiday season. Merry Christmas, though. My cash money players, of course, Cam, you talked about. Serena Williams, y'all didn't mention
we didn't.
Serena.
Damn, yeah.
She was named 2015 Sports Person of the Year.
How did we forget about Serena?
I didn't. I saw you had it, and I was going to let you just throw the props. Because she's had a marvelous year. 53-3 this year.
53-3. She won 3 of the 4 Grand Slams. I'm kind of disappointed she didn't win Mike and Mike's Sports Figure of the Year. It went to Steph Curry.
Of course.
Okay. No offense to Steph Curry. You've had a great year up to this point. Your year is not over yet. So
Serena's is. So yeah.
I mean, but Steph Curry ain't out there. I mean, Serena out there shaking and baking, making Chris Paul fall down, shooting threes from 40 feet away.
Let's keep it real. Why? And Stephen A. Smith actually had the greatest point. It's tennis versus NBA.
Exactly.
Tennis is not winning over NBA.
It's a solo sport versus a team sport.
Well, it's the National Basketball Association.
Most recognized sports across the world. Right. I mean, tennis is great overseas and everywhere else, but it's not that big in America.
It's kind of like hockey.
There's no big men's American tennis star. If we had a Pete Sampras or Andre Agassi still around, then it might be a little different.
A couple other ones I want to add real fast. Mike and Mike for being inducted into the National Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Congratulations.
So you got to get them up for that. I heard that this morning. Also, Roman Reigns for winning WWE title on Raw Monday.
Did he win
it? He actually won the title, yep. I know it's scripted, but whatever, it's real.
Congratulations to the writers of WWE.
Good job. No, Roman won the title. Hey, and then I want to say big ups for the pay-per-view or the event they put in London for NXT. It was a good event.
Okay.
So it was good things they did. Okay. I know you're more excited about hockey.
I'm far more excited about hockey.
All right, let's get into baseball. Major League Commissioner Rob Manfred decides not to lift Pete Rose's ban.
Come on, people. Come on.
The people on Periscope, real fast, let me know what you think. Do you think they should have lifted the ban or not?
This is ridiculous, okay? This is absolutely ridiculous. The man has over 4,000 hits.
Yes, the most hits in Major League history.
Nobody will ever come near that again. Fans of the game already consider him a Hall of Famer. Like, come on, let it go. You're putting him into the Hall of Fame as a player, not as a manager. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Let the guy back into baseball.
I mean, I would like to see him get back in, but I feel where they're coming from, man. He messed with the integrity of the game. He was betting on games. He's probably rigging games so he could win money. And he lied about it for over 20 years. So, I mean, it is what it is.
But he did that as a manager. You know, he
was a player manager.
For 1 year, and then after that, he was strictly a manager.
And he was cheating and gambling and rigging games, messing with the integrity of baseball.
I'm sorry, but you got a dude that's over 4,000 hits, never touched steroids, none of that. You need to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Now, I have to say, here's my thoughts on it. I think they said it best the other day. You should put him in the Hall, but you should put on the statue or whatever. He was banned from baseball for lifetime for betting. Okay, because at some point you should allow the first three that should be in, Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, and who was the third
McGuire?
One? McGuire, yes, but there was another one. I'm tipping my tongue. I can't remember.
Canseco?
No. But there's three guys, and McGuire is one of them probably. Those three guys should be in the Hall of Fame for what they did on the field. But at the same point, you can say this was the steroid era. Why would you do this? because the Hall of Fame is about what they've done. It should be about what they've done on the field, not about who they are as a person. I mean, look at other people in the Hall of Fame. Are you
Rafi
tell,
Palmeiro.
Are you going? Oh, Rafi's one. Are you honestly tell me that Ty Cobb was one of the best people ever?
No,
on the face
he was
ever?
One of the dirtiest players are in, you in
tell
the
me,
league.
Are you going to tell me Babe Ruth was one of the best characters ever?
He was an alcoholic.
I'm just saying. It's not. Now, I'm not saying Pete Rose. Pete Rose has not done himself a favor over the last 15
well,
years.
Well, no. Sitting down the street, signing autographs during the inductions. He hasn't done himself any favors.
Right.
I agree.
And the way he talks about it, and he doesn't, and he's still betting to this day.
He lives in Las Vegas. Shoeless Joe Jackson isn't in the Hall of Fame because of what the Black Sox
which
did.
Is absurd because
and
they never
we
even
know
proved.
How good Shoeless Joe Jackson was.
And
so.
They
Scott just said the same thing. The Black Sox.
And they never even proved that Joe Jackson was a part of it. They never even proved that he got any money from
he
it.
He hit like 300 in that World
like
Series.
He was trying to win.
But
my thing, with Pete Rose,
what it is.
My thing with Pete Rose is I think that's a good idea because his betting is a part of baseball history now. So put him in the Hall of Fame, and it irritated me to learn because I didn't know this. The Hall of Fame changed its rules when Pete Rose got banned, saying no person banned from the game can be entered into the Hall of Fame.
Why not?
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Do you know how popular? Do you know how popular it would be if you put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know how many people would go to that induction? Even you put him in the Hall of Fame, but in the induction ceremony, you don't allow him to speak. Yeah. Let somebody speak on his behalf.
Right.
Do you know
have
how
to
many
speak.
People are going?
If you just put his bust up there, do you know how many people is going to be there?
I mean, it's just it's ridiculous what this guy did for baseball and the things that he did as a player. It's just absolutely absurd that they
he
are
should
not
build his
him
own
in.
Personal Hall of Fame, and then he can put in whoever he wants, all the steroid users, himself. Anybody.
No, put a wing. No, put it on their trophy or bust. Say, hey, you know, they were – I mean, if they were found guilty of something, put it on there and say, hey, this is
suspected
part
of
history.
Suspected of steroids, though. Never convicted Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
No, you can't put that on there. But you make – put a steroid era Hall of Fame if you want.
I mean, that's why Jeff Bagwell won't get in.
Scott said that he heard that he had $5,000 not making it into –
Well, if he did, he won big.
He won big, man.
But anyway, we'll see. Hopefully, at some point, you know, I just think he should get in. Some baseball news: Jason Hayward signed with the Cubbies for 8 years, $184 million. Oh my goodness!
They
gracious.
Overpaid like a boy. They overpaid.
But that's baseball. No salary cap. Chicago's ready to win now. They're ready to win now. They picked
he's going
to
help
John
win.
Lackey to go with John Lester to go with Arrieta. The Cubs are they might win the Central.
They're gonna be battling
San Pittsburgh
Francisco.
And they're gonna be battling St. Louis in their own division and
yep. then they'll be battling.
Of course the Giants, man.
Well, good lord. Well, speaking
getting,
of the Giants.
We're gonna talk about it. Johnny Cueto signed with the Giants to go with Jeff Samardzija. Plus they still got Bumgarner, plus they got Kane.
And Jake Peavy. They got five
they got
starting
five
pitchers they
aces.
Can throw out there.
That is ridiculous.
I ain't
gonna
say Peavy. They got
PV.
Four.
Okay, but when you got four aces, you
I'll
got
say
some.
Three.
You got some teams ain't
Matt
got Cain's two.
Struggled.
Matt Cain is up and so down. PV's kind of old, but
I mean, they
can eat up innings.
They got
eat up
three
innings.
Quality number.
I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say all together, they got four. You put Cain and PV together, you got an ace.
I mean, but if you go into the playoffs, you got Bumgarner. You use You use Samardzija.
Well, you know
Cueto
can pitch in the postseason now.
You use those three, and then you put PV and Cain in your bullpen for long inning relief just in case one of them struggle.
That's crazy.
And they still got a great closer out there. San Francisco is
going to San Francisco setting up. That's crazy.
Well, and you remember it's an odd season.
It's an odd
every,
season.
Every odd season they usually
they,
come back.
And they don't just go. They
come
win.
On, Dodgers. Where are your moves at?
We made
I've
one
been
yesterday.
Waiting,
we got Clay Thompson's brother.
Did they?
Yeah, they did from the White Sox.
Yep. Okay. Former Charlotte Knight represent.
That's right.
Speaking of Dodgers, we're going to talk about it. Yesterday, Todd Frazier, the Reds, were traded to the White Sox. Boy, I was hoping he was traded to L.A. Trace Thompson, Mika Johnson, and Frankie Montez traded to Dodgers. Montez is a quality pitcher. All former Knights. Watch that move. Giants have no hitting. You're right, Scott, but they got pitching, and that's where it starts. And they'll still get –
they're going to go re-get
Pablo the Panda Sandoval. They're going to
Don't forget, Barry Bonds is their hitting coach now.
No, he's not. He's Miami.
No, I thought he was in.
No, he went to Miami.
Oh, did he go to Miami?
He's okay. Miami Marlins.
I thought he was in San Francisco.
He's been in San Francisco as an assistant to the hitting coach.
Okay.
But now he's the hitting coach.
And if
in
Buster
Miami.
Posey can refine his swing that he had a few seasons ago.
Don't forget Hunter Pence. They got Hunter Pence.
They got enough hitting.
They could get you two runs a night, and with that pitching, that's all you need.
watch this move. I would not be surprised if they go out and get Zepedes to play out.
If they go get you in a Cespedes, would be
game over.
Right?
Game over. Game over.
I mean, Alex Gordon, who is still out there.
Alex Gordon's out there. I don't think he will go to San Francisco, but you're right.
They're going to get Bryce Harper.
Dodgers aren't done yet because we made the move yesterday to get these guys. We're setting ourselves up for.
What happened with the Chapman thing in L.A.? What happened with that?
He's facing charges right now, so they're just
waiting on that. I didn't know what was going on with that.
That got us to the National League Championship Series, Scott. And he asked, "Where did all the pitching get us with no hitting?" That's where it got us. but it's all right. But I think Ty Frazier playing Chicago is going to be huge for the White Sox. That's a good move for them. Major League Baseball wants to put netting between dugouts for safety.
Okay, that's enough. This is a grown man sport. Stop.
We're tired of people getting hit by line drives.
No, that's a grown man sport.
Here's the problem, all right? When you go to a baseball game, a lot of people are doing this and not watching the game.
That's what happened at the Hornets game last season when that woman got hit in the face with the
basketball. Guess what? You pay that money to go see the games. Why the hell are you on your phone? Right. No, if you want to pay that much money to sit that close, why are you on your phone? If you get smacked in the face with a baseball, you know what you say? Man, I went to a Major League Baseball game. Not only did I get a ball, but I got hit in the face with it. That's part of the game, man. That's part of. I know nobody wants to get hit in the face with a baseball, but that's part of the experience. And you're sitting that close.
Yep.
Like, no. Leave the nets behind the backdrop where they need to be.
I agree with you. I wanted to ask you guys a question. And, Scott, if you're out there, try to chat with me. Major League, will Bryce Harper be the first $500 million player? His net worth of $378. He's making $76 million a year right now overall. His contract isn't that high, but he's making that much.
I'm sorry.
He'll be a free agent 2018.
If you ask me over the last 2 years if I would rather have Bryce Harper or Mike Trout, I'm going to take Mike Trout. Okay? And it's over the past 2 years. It's, you know, Trout has not battled the injuries like Harper has. Trout has played extremely well in the field. You know, Harper may be a better hitter, but Trout's a better fielder. So, I don't know. That's a lot of money for one guy.
$500 million may be excessive. $300 million, I can see.
$300 million, I can see.
I can see that popping up.
Yeah.
For both Mike Trout and Bryce Harper.
Because, I mean, when you look at it, Rodriguez got $275.
Yeah.
You know, and now, granted, neither one of them are hitters like Rodriguez was, but... $500 million? That's far too excessive.
Dude, he's making $380 now.
That's far too excessive. $500 just that's unnecessary.
There's somebody's gonna pay him $500.
And if Harper gets $500, I guarantee when Trout hits the free agency market, he'll get matched because, you know, you're looking at, you know, yeah, one's in the AL, one's in the NL, but if, for instance. Last year, Trout won the NL or the AL MVP, and Bryce Harper won the NL MVP this year. Trout's numbers last year were better than Harper's numbers this year. So
Trout's numbers this year were better than Harper's numbers.
Yeah,
this
but
year.
For some reason, Trout didn't win the AL MVP this year
because
somebody else did.
Donaldson had a much outstanding season.
So, and that's my thing is over the past 2 years, Trout has been a better player.
See, Trout. Over the past four seasons, it's just hard for him to keep up that pace. I mean, that we expect 330, 35 home runs, 115 RBIs.
That's tough.
It's tough to keep to beat that every year.
But his ability to pace himself is probably why he hasn't suffered the injuries that Harper has, which in the long run is going to be the difference. So, and it, trust me, if he is a $500 million man, New York ain't signing him because New York don't do them 8-10-year deals.
Hopefully they learn better.
Don't sleep on that because I wouldn't be surprised them playing Bryce Harper. And right now, FYI, Bryce Harper is on pace to break Pete Rose's hit record.
Yeah, at the same age, I think.
At the same age. He's ahead of him.
By like 400 hits or because something?
You got to remember, Harper started when he was 19.
Well, let's see.
But I'm just saying, he's a guy to keep and watch
His
out
durability
for.
Scares me.
Right. Well, we'll see. You know, he's not really being injured too much. Moving right into Scott's favorite segment of the week, NHL real fast. Highest teams of the week, the National Hot Sauce League.
The Hulky.
Yeah.
Never heard of league?
Yeah.
Is that?
No hit league.
No hit league.
Yeah. The highest teams of the week, the Red Wings are 5-1-4, the Bruins 6-1-3, the Panthers 7-3, Capitals 8-1, Islanders 7-1-2, Flyers 6-3-1, Stars 6-2-2, Avs 7-3, the Kings 7-1-2, the Flames 7-2-1, the Oilers 7-2-1. Those are your hottest teams in the NHL.
The NHL has this many teams?
Yes.
They have a ton of I don't like the draws, man. Just I don't like go the to two. The shootout. Yeah. Damn.
Well, they do. They go to – or they do it like overtime or
but
something.
Then you still get 1 point because it was a draw in regulation. Yeah. Don't do that crap. You go to shootout and you just have a winner and loser.
I'm taking your hood card. The fact that you know that there's points in hockey, I'm taking your
there's
hood card.
Man, I watch hockey sometimes in the postseason.
My TV don't even allow me to put hockey on.
I don't watch in the regular season. But I know
well, you can't
score
find
work.
It nowhere. Then the coldest teams of the week, Canadiens 4-5-1, Paint Rangers – Penguins.
It's your sport.
Blue Jackets. Predators, Sharks, and Canucks are the
so there's another Vancouver and Montreal. Both are
there's another
cold.
Canadian team. Yeah, they're cold, all right.
But we got Ottawa up in
you
the,
guys
the hot team.
Suck.
But Detroit is doing it. Where are the Blackhawks at this week?
They're
you know Chicago. They just hang out throughout the regular season.
It's not postseason yet.
And then just start beating the bricks off of people in the postseason.
I'm disappointed in the Rangers. What are y'all doing, New York?
They doing the same thing.
They got to figure it out, though. I mean, dude, yeah, I mean, the postseason.
And the Penguins. The Penguins with their payroll and their offense, the B as bad as they are.
Well, that's why they fired their head coach and their GM.
And they haven't won with this new guy. So I don't know what's
this new guy.
I don't know. You know I don't know his name. But
you know, I
mean,
who the hell he
you
is.
Got Crosby, you got
Crosby.
what's his name?
I don't know.
Lumpkin. Scott, help me out. Where you at?
Lampoon? National Lampoons?
No, what? It's not Lampoon.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Lampoon.
You guys,
my
come
bad.
On, dude.
Come on now,
you guys.
They got Crosby, and they got that other guy that scores a ton. They should be scoring 4 goals a game. I don't know what's going on in Pittsburgh.
I don't know either.
Yeah, they really should get it going on. I mean, dude, you got all these people. You got to do something.
How about the Capitals? Number one in the East right now, Ovechkin is playing lights out.
That's a guy. I know Ovechkin. I know Crosby. I know Ovechkin. I do know that guy.
It's Imaldi.
Malkin.
Malkin, yeah.
Yeah, Malkin's a great player, too. You see, Scott, he knows 2 hockey players.
I do. And Lundqvist.
All right. Let's go into 2 words.
And if you're not down with that, we got 2 words for you.
All right. 2 words. I'm gonna give y'all 2 words. Us talking hockey, Scott. What's 2 words for us talking hockey?
Boring? Hockey only gets 1 word from me. Boring.
All right.
That's not true. I'm sorry. Hockey's not that bad. I just don't watch it.
Hurry up, playoffs.
Can we just like go to the start of the season, playoffs?
Right? It's season over.
I mean, do they really need 82 games?
That's funny. Should just like one season, you just take the average amount of draws and then knock the season down by that many.
They could. Star Wars The Force Awakens comes out today.
$25 billion
for tonight.
Who cares?
All-time record.
Who cares?
What do you mean you ain't gonna watch it?
No.
You ain't watched any of them, right?
I have not seen any
what
of them.
What is wrong with you?
When your first one is episode 5 or whatever the hell it is, no, I'm not watching it.
We won't get you on
Star Wars 4, 5, and 6. What's next? Oh, 1, 2, and 3. Why did... No. Math no, taught me 1 comes before 4.
No, you do the origins.
No.
You do... Dude, there's many other movies doing that.
No.
Yeah, I guess you don't like...
You got to go for it to go backwards, I guess.
No.
May the force be...
With you.
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
May the odds ever forever be in your favor. I know that's a different movie, but I love that quote.
The Reds trade Todd Frazier.
Kind of surprising.
Rebuild.
Very surprised because he is a Cincinnati boy.
Yeah.
So it's very they are in rebuild because they're talking about trading Brandon Phillips. So, Bo Ryan retiring.
Unexpected. Really unexpected.
A handout because he's trying to get his other guy, the associate coach.
Steve Spurrier. Good job, Steve.
I'm taking my ball and going home. Who the hell does that after a win? Like,
well, you didn't
at least
do
you do
lose.
It after a win.
At least Spurrier did it after a loss.
Yeah. Mike,
this team sucks. I'm going home.
I'm out.
Mike Pettine said Russell Wilson not quite a top-tier quarterback well, this season.
He'll find out Sunday.
He might find out this Sunday, but truthful statement, he's not a top-tier quarterback.
This really? Season?
Yeah, he's
really?
Not.
This season.
He's not really? A top-tier this quarterback season. This season.
With
who's
Seattle's,
five better?
Who's, with Seattle's defense playing like they are?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
Give me five quarterbacks better this season.
Then
this season.
Cam Newton, Tom Brady, Carson Palmer.
Maybe Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger.
Okay. You can't. There's not
a with person. As many injuries as they have, losing Jimmy Graham, not having Marshawn Lynch, the defense not being nowhere where it was. Russell Wilson is out there balling, carrying this football team.
But that's been the past 4 or 5 weeks. He hasn't been a top-tier quarterback all season.
I said this season.
He hasn't been one all season.
No, if you put his stats up against Cam, he's better.
And a decimated offensive line.
And losing 2 running backs. So, no, I'm just saying, I don't care for Seattle.
You got to give the devil his due, man.
You
got
to give him some credit this year. He
is taking nothing from him.
Now, I'm just saying, he has done really more surprising than I thought he would. For me, go Wolfpack. Because that's what you are. You're not a badger.
But he says a whole pack of badges, so he throws them
screw
both together.
The badgers. Yeah, that's fine. Ravens signed Ryan Mallett.
My alarm clock didn't go off.
Get an alarm.
Shut the hell up. I've gotten past my issues. No, the hell you didn't.
Hey, wait a minute. No, I got one. Travel with mom.
God,
take your mom with you everywhere you go to make sure she gets you up on time.
Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis will make sure this boy is at the stadium.
Burfitt's hit on Big Ben.
Clean hit.
He went low.
Clean hit.
He went low.
Clean hit. This football. Low. Clean hit.
He went low.
I mean, Burfitt's been injuring Pittsburgh Steelers all year, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, he injured Le'Veon Bell.
I don't want to say dirty player. Questionable tactics.
Stay off South Beach.
Because you might get wet.
Might get painted, baby.
AJ McCarron comparing himself to Tom Brady.
Calm down, killer. calm down.
I think a better comparison would be for him would be Jeff Hostetler, because Hostetler was in a similar situation.
No. I understood where he was, what he was trying to articulate, but he did a very poor job about it.
Let me fix this for a minute. Here's one comparison I'll give you: wives. You got
they both got
one wife. No, and if you can recruit a wife like that, you're pretty good to me in my book. So I'm just saying.
Like I said,
he was the quarterback for Alabama.
I do understand where he was trying to go
with
it. What he
was
trying
to
do.
And he could be. We don't know. He could be.
Yeah, but you don't just – you haven't started a game in the NFL. You don't just compare yourself to one of the greatest that's ever played.
He did the same thing when he was coming out for the draft. When he got drafted, they gave him the same comment. He's like, I could be the next Tom Brady.
He could be.
I am tired of hearing that every single time a quarterback gets drafted in the late rounds.
I think if anybody's got the opportunity and the ability to do it,
it's AJ.
It's probably AJ.
Or look at the talent around him and everything.
Yeah, so
he's right situation.
I'm just scared because he doesn't have a lot of arm strength. And in them cold weather games, Gotta have that.
All I know is,
but when you got AJ Green, he can make you look good.
My two, and he's got Gio and Jeremy. My work, my two
LSU.
Words. My two words is yes, more Webb.
Oh, I thought he was about to say yes, more cowbell.
No, no more cowbell.
Well, you're not gonna see her. She's about to have a baby. So
Pete Rose not getting into the Hall of Fame.
Bull crap.
No biggie.
No biggie. Damn.
No biggie.
Man, bull crap.
What a shame. I'm just saying. I think baseball is missing an opportunity to really cash in on something because I think it would bring a lot of attention to baseball. John Wall at the strip club.
Make it rain.
New welfare.
New welfare.
I'll let the song sing it for me.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green.
Team invasion. That's far more than two words.
Well,
far more than two words, sir.
NFL front office helping with officiating during playoffs.
Yeah, the NFL front office ain't no good either. So that's just going to be scary.
Won't help.
Okay, two words.
Yeah.
Say what?
That's good. That one's good. I like that one. That's a good one.
Woo! I had to do that one. All right. Let's go into Bon Voyage. Bon Voyage. All right. Who y'all got? Any?
I have one, and it's not so much a person as a thing. Everybody can wave bye-bye to Jose Aldo's 10-year unbeaten streak, because one more again, you win night-night. You win night-night. Go night-night.
Bye-bye-bye.
Go night-night. You went to sleep, too. You just...
Just hand out like this. Then got two hammer fists to the face.
How do you get beat in 13 seconds?
And he came out. He went, ha, ha. He came in. Connor went, ha, bow.
He got,
how do you get beat in 13 seconds?
Articulate what Easy was just doing there. He ran in with a wild punch. McGregor hit him right on the chin.
Daniel Bryan lasted longer in WWE he match.
Went, yo, win. Night-night. But in Jose Aldo's defense, on his way down, he did connect with a left.
He did connect
with the left on his way down.
But he was half asleep.
He was already asleep.
Don't run in with your chin up. Those. Young fighters, keep your chin tucked. Don't run in with your chin up.
Say it with your chest. Quote Kevin Hart like a champ. This is.
Emil Jefferson, Duke University senior forward, out indefinitely with a broken foot. And to this episode of BSS Carolinas, we hope you enjoyed it. Can't wait to be in your ears again real soon.
Be in your ears real soon.
Oh, man, I don't know where to go after that one. A couple for me. Chelsea dismisses manager Jose Mourinho from the football club. LeGarrette Blount of the Pats on IR.
Man. I apologize to all the members of the NFL that were on my fantasy team this year. I apologize. I'm the reason y'all got injured.
Patrick Kane, 26-point streak snapped.
Wow.
WWE Attitude Era head of security, Jim Doxson, passed away. If you didn't see him, he always had that long black hair with that black hat all the time on TV.
Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
Thank you for all you did for WWE during that time. Yeah. But, yeah, rest in peace. Kyle Allen transferring from Texas A&M. Trevor Knight transferring from Oklahoma. John Hotwire Williams of the Cleveland Cavs passed away. If you don't remember him, great rebound. To me, he was like a Joakim Noah back in the 90s.
Yeah,
good defensively and a very good rebound.
Yeah, Brad Doherty, Craig Elo, Mark Price. They had a nice squad then.
Larry Nance.
This is why I like working with y'all. Y'all just name some stuff that I don't even know.
If you haven't seen him, go back and watch.
Oh, no, I know him, yeah.
I'm glad you enjoy being with us. Thomas Rawls of Lewis Walls broke his ankle and is out for the season.
That's such a shame. The boy was running like a beast, man.
He was balling, man.
Hurt my fantasy.
It killed mine.
Let's give one more shout out to Amy Wambach. She played in her last international friendly,
and she lost. That's a shame. But she said she's okay with it.
She was all good. It wasn't about the win. It was just her celebrating, leaving her cleats on the field. What a big moment!
Yep,
best international score ever.
And Bo Ryan,
Mia Hamm.
Yeah. Deuces, Bo.
Bo Ryan, yeah. Thank you, Steve Spurrier.
I'm
see
out.
You later.
Taking my ball and going home.
We'll see you down at the golf course playing with Steve Spurrier. All right, anything else?
Always, yeah. Sports is life.
Y'all know, live life, love sports, baby.
And you can catch us everywhere. Have a good holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Side base.